The balanced view clarity training clarifies all points of view. It highlights the inseparability of clarity and points of view, the inseparability of the view and points of view. Points of view cannot be found to have a nature independent of clarity. In other words, they have no nature of their own. Without clarity, the points of view would not be. The view is required for points of view. In the process of the balanced view clarity training, every single part of life is clarified, past, present, and future. And what is elicited is a general okayness. That would be a good way to describe it in a simple way. A general okayness, however, in no way, as you pointed out, a passive okayness. Rather, fearless okayness would be a better description. Fearless okayness. Now, fearless okayness allows for us to do just about anything. Because we're not micromanaging all thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experience. Everything, no matter what it is vividly clear. Everything, no matter what it is vividly self-releasing. There's no way to hold on to anything. And that is the power of the view. Even though we may think that we're lost in points of view, we never are. It's impossible to be. The here and now self-freeze, like a line drawn in water. It's impossible to capture the here and now. Absolutely impossible. It cannot be gathered, collected, even remembered. And so the whole idea of memory, too, is just a point of view. Everything, thought, emotion, sensation, or experience, no matter what the phrase might be that describes whatever is going on, a simple label for it is point of view. That's a simple way to understand what's going on. And then to rely on the view rather than points of view. In this way, it is guaranteed to become obvious. There are no great shakes about it, really. It's not a big deal. It's the evidence of yourself. There would be no way to have the point of view of yourself without the view. And so it doesn't matter whether you have a point of view of yourself or you don't have a point of view of yourself, or like with most of us, most of the time we never even think about ourselves as a self. So you see, it's no big problem. It hardly ever occurs. In essence, there is no way to lock down on a fixed personal identity. Clarity is the intelligence of everything. Points of view include everything. The universe, the multiverse, that's a point of view. An intelligent process within the clear intelligence of total clarity. And so you see, by the simple radical method of short moments, many times, it becomes continuous. It becomes continuous without contrivance, without any need to have all kinds of conceptual frameworks about what's going on. The evidence is in your own direct experience, no matter what it is. Whatever that experience is, the view is inseparable from it. Total, outshining clarity. By simply acknowledging that that's what you really are, it just becomes totally obvious. And it is no more complicated than that. There is no need whatsoever to have special periods of time when clarity is the focus. Although if you want to, go right ahead. But it's not going to be any different than any other time. It won't be any different than any other experience. It'll still be the inseparability of the view and points of view. Trying to get into a single state called clarity is also a point of view. There's no single state to enter into or get away from. Clarity is inseparable from whatever you're naming it. And so that makes it totally simple and it very authentic on the fly. You know what on the fly means? It means just whatever's going on. Say, like most of us, one moment there's sadness, another moment there's the label of joy, another moment there's nothing. It doesn't matter what the label is. All of the labels and names are just points of view within the pure view of clarity. That is the basic nature of every single experience, no matter what it is. And by complicating it any further, it guarantees that it'll probably be difficult to have clarity 24/7. And so it's as simple as that. Anything that is named is a point of view within the pure view. So if you have a lot of points of view, the best way to understand them and utilize them for the benefit of all is by relying on the view. If you're in a difficult situation, in a challenging setting in business or personal relationships, wherever it is, what guarantees your ability to innovate and to lead fearlessly is clarity. Not trying to rearrange a bunch of thoughts into some kind of significant form. By the power of clarity, you'll just blurt it out, whatever needs to be said. No scripts necessary. The juice of total clarity is in everything, no matter what it is. And who knows what kinds of points of view are going to come roaring in next. And it doesn't really matter. The trust, the natural confidence that develops, it really is the trust of complete fearlessness, even in fear. So not fearlessness as a special state, but fearlessness that pervades everything. And that is what allows skillful action. That is what allows the most skillful action. The ability to shed convention and to truly innovate in any field. Now, great freedom and balanced view are an example of that. Instead of going along with all the things that have been going on for 2,000 or more years and many more years than 2000. And any of you who are in business, and in business, one of the things that happens in business is you have to produce results or you have a hobby, not a business. The production of those results in a powerful way, it comes only from clarity. But as business people, which all of you are, in examining some of these traditions that look into the nature of mind, by the power of clarity, it's possible to see whether, as a business, you could say they're delivering a result. That would be a good way to look at it. For example, none of us would go out and try to buy an iPhone at a store that never had an iPhone. We'd never hang out hoping that next time we came in, they'd really have the iPhone. By the power of clarity, we have laser-like discernment about all things. And people individually and collectively can really solve the very grave problems we're facing. Even if Darwin looked at us today and said, well, you know, what's going on here? He'd say, wow, we're selecting for extinction. We're naturally selecting for extinction. Wow, that's something. Who knew that evolutionary biology would lead to this? And so you see, it's really important for us to get clear, not only in the area of the nature of mind, but in all areas in order to solve the problems that we face today. Contrived clarity will get us nowhere. Contrived clarity is trying to be the clear one in the group, trying to have the clear points of view, just the right arrangement of points of view that spits out some kind of temporary answer. In clarity, the solutions are real, they're vibrant, and they work collectively. They don't just work for an individual or a small group, but they work for the collective. They work for the benefit of all. So this is very important. Clarity and awareness have been marginalized as a thing, as an object, as a commodity, not as a living, breathing vitality, not as the power to act in an effective, efficient way that will be of benefit to all. And so this is one thing that I would certainly like to clear up right away, if you might have any notions about that. The demonstration of clarity is the power to fulfill creative intent dedicated to the benefit of all. That's its evidence.